back home now and to Belfast, where the North's former First Minister, Arlene Foster, has told the UK COVID-19 inquiry sitting in Belfast that Northern Ireland should have locked down sooner than it did to prevent more deaths. She also told the inquiry that she accepts responsibility for how the Stormont executive handled the pandemic. Speaking this morning, Arlene Foster told the inquiry that she agreed with the comments made by the former Deputy First Minister, Michelle O'Neill, yesterday, that there was, by and large, no real oversight at Stormont around planning for the early stages of the pandemic.
Nobody had any appreciation of the scale of what was coming towards us. And actually, in mid-March, at the meeting we had with the Republic of Ireland ministers, in those minutes, you can see that the Chief Medical Officer, our Chief Medical Officer, is saying that he felt that the peak was around 14 weeks from then. So, wrongly, and I say absolutely wrongly, we felt that we had time, and we didn't have time. And that's a source of great regret.
That's Arlene Foster at the UK's COVID inquiry in Belfast today, watching and listening for us, our Northern correspondent, Conor McCauley. What else did we hear, Conor, from the former First Minister during this morning session?
Good afternoon, Gavin. Well, Arlene Foster was First Minister for most of the pandemic, so it's understandable there's a great deal of interest in what she would have to say today. There was a lot of focus on relations at the executive between Sinn Féin and the DUP. At the start of the pandemic, people might remember, they were very much presenting a kind of a united front. There were some joint news conferences setting out to people the kind of restrictions that were going to be necessary. But basically, things went on the slide pretty quickly. The thing that precipitated that appears to have been the funeral of veteran Republican Bobby Storey and that controversial decision by Sinn Féin to attend that. That really seems to have put a major dent in political relations at the executive. And really things just seem to deteriorate through the summer and into the autumn. It reached what was described as the nadir of politics in early November, where there was a deadlock effectively between the two main parties over whether or not to extend COVID restrictions. There were 4 days of executive meetings. There was no consensus. And finally, the DUP used a cross-community voting mechanism to block the extension of the COVID restrictions. And this is that cross-community voting mechanism is a mechanism that's meant to protect minority interests. That lack or that inability to reach consensus at that point in November 2020 prompted the Northern Ireland's Chief Medical Officer, Michael McBride, to describe it in a private message, which we saw at the inquiry today, as politics at its worst.
Go back to the earlier part of the pandemic too. It's around March of that year, Conor. What questions were asked about how much attention Arlene Foster was paying to the escalating situation at that stage?
Well, you heard of some of that, I suppose, in the clip that you played on the way into this. There were lots of questions about the level of scrutiny by the executive, especially at the start of the pandemic, around the potential impact and particularly around the planning for it. Arlene Foster was questioned about an apparent lack of inquisitiveness around the pandemic. She really wasn't kind of asking the sort of questions you might expect her to have been asking at the outset. In fact, she seemed quite happy on the basis of the evidence that we heard this morning to take the lead from the Department of Health. And really, it was kind of mid-March before there was a realisation that there needed to be really a cross-departmental response rather than really letting the Department of Health do the heavy lifting. Now, Arlene Foster has a reputation for having a bit of a temper, and there were flashes of it on show today when she was being questioned closely around that issue of scrutiny or indeed the lack of it. She said it wasn't her job to mark other ministers' homework, and if there were issues, they should have been brought to her attention. But finally, she did concede that there hadn't been sufficient scrutiny at the outset. She believed that there were some reasons for that, but she said that it wasn't an excuse.
Conor, thank you. That's our Northern correspondent, Conor McCauley, at the UK COVID inquiry in Belfast.